You're listening to English with Monty, the podcast about the English language.
Today is 8-Minute English, talking about when you use as or like.
Hello there and welcome to 8-Minute English. I've got Gideon on the show. How are you doing, Gideon?
I'm fine, John. Good to be here.
Always is, isn't it? You love it.
Yeah.
Sound more enthusiastic.
I do. I'm happy to be here. I wouldn't be anywhere else, not if they paid me £100 billion.
Wow. We only pay you £100 million, don't we? Not enough.
Exactly. Checking the post, is it, John?
Wait, it was at Lehman Brothers.
Okay.
Kind of disappeared. We're going to get on because it's only 8 minutes. As and like. Why have I chosen as or like? I think they're commonly confused, aren't they? Even by native speakers.
Yes.
When would we use as, when would we use like, and when are they confused?
Oh, that's a very difficult question, John. Wow. There are differences. And as, you put that before subject pronoun, wouldn't you? I think there are also differences in meaning, depending on the context. I think we can look at a few examples. Do as I do.
Yes.
Rather than do like I do. But generally, probably people will say like. That's why it's difficult, because the grammar says one thing, but I think there's a difference in written English and spoken English. Do like I do. Well, probably a lot of people will say that. I might even say that. But as it's before, a subject pronoun should be as. And he did it like I did. He did like me. So like would be before an object pronoun. That's one thing, isn't it? And then have different meanings, isn't there? I've been working as a waiter and I've been working like a waiter. I think that's an example I often give to my students and ask them to work out the difference. I've been working as a waiter. I've been working like a waiter. Maybe I'll ask you, John, because you're my best student, the difference between the two.
I'm your best student. Oh, wow. You've got so many students as well. I'm happy that you've said that. As a waiter, I suppose that's just describing your job, isn't it, really? That's how you are. So I work as a teacher. That is my job as something else almost, isn't it? And your other example was I work like a waiter. So it's like similar to in that case, isn't it?
Yeah, so the dinner party, you were bringing round everyone the food. You know, it's not your job. Oh, I'm working like a waiter today in a similar capacity, in a similar way.
I think that was an excellent example. That's a good starting point. I like that.
As your brother, I must tell you, John, that you should, I don't know, clean your shoes. Like your brother, I must tell you that you should clean your shoes. Okay, so once again, I'll ask John, what's the difference?
Are you my brother? That's confusing me now.
Just example.
Okay.
As your brother.
So it's like saying, as the person
I am your brother. I have to tell you.
Yeah, bro.
You've been.
Bruv.
Exactly. Not putting your weight in the family.
It's okay? Like your role, isn't it, in that case?
Exactly. Like your brother. Your brother said this, and now I'm saying this too.
So it's a similar thing there, isn't it?
Yeah, similar to your brother. So like can have the meaning of similar to.
Because I could say you're like a brother to me.
Exactly. Similar to.
You're not actually my brother, but you're like a brother because you're so lovely and supportive.
As my brother, I expected you to support me a little bit. Help me out. But I didn't get nothing.
Is that your Marlon Brando?
Yeah, you got impression? It, yeah.
Wow, that was good. You used a double negative though. You're not allowed to do that.
Anyway.
I didn't get nothing. I can do a Cockney Marlon Brando. Not very good.
You should have helped me out a little. Could have been somebody. Could have been a contender.
That's a real talent, isn't it? I'm surprised you haven't got onto the big screens with talent like that.
So I was talking like Marlon Brando, not as Marlon Brando. As Marlon Brando would say.
You could also say that you look like Marlon Brando, even though you don't.
Okay, so there's two different things, isn't there? There's the difference in meaning, and there's also how you would use them, what grammar's connected to it. But both are used to draw comparisons, but they're of a slightly different way.
You could also use as, so you are as tall as me. So that is obviously a comparison, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, in that case, yeah. Because as has different meanings. So does like, of course, have several meanings.
Yes, because you could use it in that context and then you could say as much as. So you like curry as much as I do.
Exactly.
As with an adjective, as tall as me, as much as. And then I guess as well, we use phrase like the same as. your kimchi fridge is the same as mine.
Exactly. As for comparisons, you're saying.
Exactly.
My fridge is not as big as your fridge.
Yes, and that's true. Your fridge looks like your next door neighbor's. In this context, it's creating a comparison, but it's talking about something that's similar. And you could also use it with senses, couldn't you? So using like with senses. For example, when we're normally recording, it sounds like an ambulance outside your window.
This smells of kimchi. I'm in Korea now. They haven't mentioned that.
You didn't use like there.
Smells like kimchi in here. Who's been eating kimchi?
And your new haircut feels like silk.
Feels like silk. Really?
And maybe after you've washed your hair, it feels like silk.
This tastes nothing like my mother's kimchi. Sorry for the Korean examples. I'm in Korea. I keep thinking of that. Although my mother didn't make kimchi. She's not a Korean woman.
So it's a great example.
Yeah.
We could also say as if or as though. How would we say that? How would we use that?
It's comparing. So comparisons again, isn't it? Comparing something that is real to something that's imaginary. John, you look as if you need a stiff drink.
I didn't before we started recording, but I do now.
You look as if you need a glass of soju.
Indeed.
That's Korean alcohol.
I felt as if you were trying to force me to drink it. You talk as though you know a lot about grammar. Also, as well with as, you're kind of using it as because. So you can substitute because, couldn't we? All of the tickets were sold out as we got there too late. Could also use it with while or during that time. Yes. As they were arriving, we were leaving.
Yeah, you mentioned before using it for because. Yeah, that's very common. As you haven't paid me for this podcast, I'm leaving immediately. Because you haven't paid me for this podcast, I'm leaving immediately.
As you expected, I wasn't going to pay you. And as you know, I'm not going to have lots of money until...
Till when, John?
I don't know. But as I said, it won't be soon. That's talking about in that way. I think we've covered more or less everything, haven't we?
I think so.
Oh, I suppose also with like can be similar to such as. So maybe you should try a team sport like football, basketball.
Let's give examples of things that are similar.
It is really, yeah. But this is examples here, isn't it? You can use it as giving examples instead of such as or for example. And also probably the other thing we forgot to mention with as is that you can use it as a function as well as a job. I mean, you could say, obviously, I work as a teacher, but you could say, I use this coat as a blanket to keep me warm.
You can use it for things. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it creates a function, doesn't it, in that case? Thank you for joining me, Gideon. I think that's it.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
As always. And you've been listening to 8 Minute English.